Welcome to The Making of You. This is episode 51, 5 Ways Detachment Helps You Care. Okay, I'm Alexandria, and welcome. I am the founder of The Mastery Project and your Transformation Hub. And this podcast series is dedicated to helping you harness your unique potential, the tools for purpose and personal transformation, and of course, having fun becoming the architect of your own life. Alrighty, so let's dive in. Number one. Well, I think we do need to take a look at what detachment actually is, because this particular state of being or tool has gone through a lot of different changes in the last 30, 40, 50 years. And I think it's one of the most misunderstood spiritual tools in our toolbox. So what am I talking about? Well, because our world has got a little bit more extreme and quite polarized, you're either for something or against it, the middle has been struggling, all right, the balance point. And I'm really glad to say that with Pluto moving into Aquarius, I think everyone is looking to reclaim, rebuild, and really reassess their balance point on a daily basis. This I'm incredibly excited about. And guess what? You need detachment to help you. So far from detachment meaning you don't care, all right, or you're insensitive or you're self-absorbed, egocentric, or even narcissist, what this actually means, detachment, the tool, is the capacity to recognize when you're polarizing out of your balance point, the capacity to recognize when you're not balanced, the capacity to recognize that you might be so overstimulated that you actually couldn't tell yourself what you feel really anyway because you're so out of your balance point. So detachment often is accompanied with a very neutral perspective. And so because our world has become, as I said, very polarized, there's some, you know, drama orientated algorithms out there, and a lot of social media upsurge in the recent years has been focused on drama rather than perhaps wisdom's truth or self-loving activity. So as humans, we do like a sob story, we do like a resurrection story, and of course we have a lot of heartstrings that can be tugged. So that's the reason detachment has become somewhat of a confused concept. So for me, I look at detachment as the capacity to look at your balance point. And what do you do when you're detaching? Well, you're stepping back, often from a deeply polarized point of view, something that has caused a lot of drama or has scattered your energy, and so you need to regroup in your personal balance point. So this is why, number one, detachment helps you care, because what it does is it helps you understand, are you siding with limitation? Are you siding in your head with your ego? Have you stopped actually feeling? Because there's so much drama and so much polarity, you don't actually know where you are whatsoever. So ego can use detachment as basically numbing feeling. And that's why people can accuse people when they're balanced or they're very neutral about a circumstance, or they're not all drama, rah, rah, rah about anything, that they are uncaring, unfeeling, and don't really understand the circumstance. So it is going to be, I believe, in the coming years, a renaissance in the balance point for the humanity, for us all, but it all starts at home. So number one, remember, you can let your ego control detachment, live in your head and say you don't care about anything, or you can look at the bigger concept of detachment being a heart-centric tool that actually means that you are choosing and discerning your balance point and building upon it. And so detachment actually helps you understand what you truly care about, the energies and responsibility required to care. And it makes people more truthful about what they can care and what they can give their time or their energy or their support to, and in a more balanced fashion. So for me, don't look at detachment as being the ego definition of a loss of feeling, because actually it's just a loss of drama or a loss of projected realities that don't exist. So just basically recognize that detachment can be very much stepping back, seeing the whole horizon, and returning to balance. Okay, number two. Right then, so what does detachment help with also? Well, detachment helps with scarcity loops. And I think in, again, the polarized aspects of our world and that sort of media bombardment that we all face, you are going to see a lot of fearful, sad, scarce, awful circumstances occurring. And does that help you? Well, there's a big adage about media that if it bleeds, it leads. And so, again, drama is fueling a lot of it, and it often isn't very accurate. And we've seen that with a lot of the alternative truths or conspiracy theories. So what we get into is we get sucked into putting our energy outside of ourselves. We get sucked into the pain of others. We get sucked into the circumstances of the drama of that. But there's no solutions there. All right, there's just like, look at how badly we're behaving as a collective humanity. And it's putting a lot of the major aspects of how we can help, basically draining our energy, and we're not helping. So the key for me is, if you do want less drama, if you do want less awful stuff happening, then just simply bring your energy into yourself and go, how can I constructively spend my energy? And that's one of the most incredibly empowering things of detachment. It breaks up that scarcity loop of constantly feeling sorry for people outside of yourself, which potentially you can't actually change, all right, in the short term. But what you can do in your immediate environment is say, what am I choosing that's loving? What am I choosing that's generous? Who am I choosing to support in my immediate place, my immediate space? How can I, if I truly believe I want to make a difference, how can I do it through balanced ways and starting a small ripple in my world in order to achieve that? So detachment helps us pull our energy balance and alignment back into ourselves, to balance heart-mind alignment, you know, I'm big on that, and also to realize how we can use our energy to be pro or supportive to a lot of different things, rather than have it draining away into an awful lot of drama, crisis, and potentially situations that aren't necessarily being given as the whole truth. So we actually don't really completely know what's going on. So my number two is cut the scarcity loop. Detachment is incredibly helpful to help you step back from polarized or draining circumstances and put your energy into what you support and what you truly care about. Okay, number three. Well, I always talk about heart-mind alignment, but detachment is essential when we're talking about the relationship with ourself. And we can use it very successfully if we are going through difficult times where we do need to make a life-changing step forward, but we're going to find that quite difficult. So what detachment can do is literally be that place where we go into our heart-mind alignment. We don't, we cease to listen to the external authority, and we really get into a space where we can appreciate our consciousness, our uniqueness, and also very much what we truly want, and to get into the intuitive sensory silence that actually brings up and opens us up to a huge amount of opportunity. So detachment can be very effective to help us let go of, let's say, perceived horizons, or let go of, oh, that person will never help me, or, oh, I can't get, you know, any progress, or I've been hitting my head against a brick wall. All of these type of things. Detachment helps us fundamentally go back into our heart center and literally listen with a renewed purity about what is most significant for us. And sometimes it is completely different to what we expect. Other times it might be much more aligned. But if we don't use detachment to understand that and keep wading in, or keep hammering our reactions and our emotions into more and more extreme situations, then we're literally just going to have our energy draining into that. So if you want to utilize detachment effectively, then you do need to reinforce your personal balance point, and that needs to be silence and listening 100% to the greater self in your heart. Okay, And number four. Okay, right then. Well, let's have a little look-see. What does detachment do when it comes to responsibility? Well, a lot of people, I think, again, responsibility has been taking a little bit of a complication bashing in the last 20 to 30 years, and there's been a lot of grey areas with trying to take responsibility for everyone else. Is that control? Trying to establish, is responsibility obligation? And there's a lot of shittery out there. Now, the simple thing with detachment is it wants to make our life simpler, all right? It wants to clarify what we believe. It wants us to harness our potentiality through simplicity and through that honed connection in our creativity. So responsibility for me is simple. It is the capacity to respond. So if you have a creative step that you'd like to take and you resonate with it, if you're being responsible, then you're detaching from everyone else's opinions. You've heard them, that's fine, but you are responding first and foremost for yourself from your heart center. So what detachment can do is it can very much help you develop your own self-awareness. So a lot of people think they're being responsible, but actually they're perhaps regurgitating other people's opinions, or they're moving into a space where they're in their heads, not in their hearts. So they can't actually be responsible. Now, if you want to be responsible, then the next step you can do is be caring, all right? Because you understand about the responsibilities. Also, you can understand if you're taking on too much, if you actually have been rushed into a decision and it's not for you, or if actually when you look at it all, it's something that you prefer not to get involved in, and so you would like to take responsibility to detach from it. So detachment will back everyone's ability to be authentically responsible. It's not good, it's not bad, it's just being honest and helping you be self-honest about what you truly want to energize and what you truly want to be responsible for. So my number four is that detachment really helps us simplify life, and it does help us detangle, all right, our lives from aspects where we could be trying to help people who really don't want to change. We could be forcing circumstances which are just draining us and causing us to not be caring and self-loving to ourselves first and foremost, and of course along the chain to others. So detachment can be very helpful in breaking those particular attachments. Alrighty, last point today, number five. Well, when we get really polarized, what we can do is get on a roll and get on an even bigger roll and then think it's my way or the highway, polarize, or believe we're invincible, or believe that we can do anything. Now, we can do anything in the unlimited, harmonious and balanced concept of that, but it isn't going to be about controlling other people. It's not going to be that hypey feeling. It's not going to be an extreme situation where we're forcing our will, our views or anything else onto someone else. So what I will say is, just remember with detachment, if you want to care, just always remember that you are honouring free will, choice, and that you are always in a position to accept if people don't support you, or if they don't agree, or if they choose differently. Because what detachment does is it doesn't say we're invincible, it says anything is possible. And there's a difference. So if anything is possible, let's choose the loving possibility. Let's take responsibility from our heart center first, and then let's apply with the admin and the mind and that sense of the physical, the ego aspects of our world second. But let's do those together. Let's combine the 100% of our resources, because we're in the physical world. We're not out in another dimension floating around and being immaterial. So we are connected to all our unlimited dimensions, but we're still choosing to bring our awareness to explore here. So the most effective way to get out of that polarizing is to simply say to yourself, what am I responsible for? And also, I accept that other people around me might not want what I want or might not want to care in the way I do. And that's cool too. And so detachment can be really, really helpful in generating neutrality, in calming circumstances, and in giving you space to make beautiful decisions and to keep friendships or rebuild friendships in a neutral and unconditionally loving way. Okay, it's been my great pleasure to talk about detachment today. And if you like this content, then please pass by yourtransformationhub.com. There's lots of podcast episodes there, lots of practical advice on spiritual matters, so drawing cosmic and common sense together. And if you would like to have a more dedicated approach in the sense of you are looking to focus on a certain personal transformation project, then please check out the Mastery Project. There are a lot of online courses there to develop. They're all uniquely bespoke and designed for yourself. And also there is the great ultimate aspect of the Mastery Project, which is called Self Summit. And that is the opportunity to combine travel and the energies of Mother Earth magically with the creative process that you want for yourself. Okay, it's been my pleasure today. Thank you very much for joining me.